made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup. You might get up in the morning.
Called hoe cakes.
What?
Oh, the hoe cake of bread. Is that what you call it?
You might get up in the morning and say, get me a whole stack of...
hoe cake bread?
Now,
this is pancakes.
Oh, pancakes?
Uh-huh. Is that what you...
Oh, you just cook... yeah, pancakes.
Okay.
Pancakes, I was thinking about...
What do you call meat from the side of a hog? Salted, but not smoked.
Salt bacon.
Okay. Would your father have called it anything different?
No, that's what he called it, salt bacon.
What's the difference between that and sow belly?
Well, the sow belly is the part that you cut off of the side. You like always cut that part off from the side meat.
Uh-huh.
That sow belly is what we call fat back now.
Yeah.
Oh, so now it's called what?
We call it fat back.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and the hog's head and so forth?
Sow's meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
In the middle of a cherry? Call it a seed.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Kernel.
What's the difference between a seed and a kernel?
Well, there's no difference, only just one. They're both the seed of a fruit, but just call usually call a peach kernel, and a berry or something like that, call it the seed.
Okay. What kind of peach is it that meat sticks to the seed?
Pressed peach.
And what kind of meat separates easily? What kind of peach meat separates easily from the seed?
A clairstone.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Any other kind?
No, not all of them have to be shelled. That was really good. Snap beans are about the only thing we eat and don't shell them either.
I think that's the only beans.
What are some kind of beans that do have to be shelled?
Oh, there's lots of them. Butter beans. Garden peas.
Name me as many as you can.
Field peas.
Do you ever hear of civvy beans?
Huh?
Do you ever hear of civvy beans?
Yeah, I've seen them, but we don't plant them down here.
What's the difference between them and butter beans?
Oh, there's a good bit of difference in them. A civvy bean, it's more like I'd say it's more like a velvet bean to us than there's anything else, ain't it, Mr.
It's
General?
It's a larger bean, isn't it?
Yes, it's a big bean, just like a little velvet bean. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what's the difference between a butter bean and a velvet bean?
Well, there's a lot. Butter bean is flat, and a velvet bean is a big old round hard bean for fertilizing oil and stock and stuff.
Oh, so once...
people don't eat them.
Oh, people wouldn't eat those.
No.
But they're for feeding your animals?
Yeah.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Call them the tops, the green part. That would be the green.
Okay.
Turnip greens. Well, ain't that what you call them?
Turnip salad.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Rosemary corn.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and runs along the ground? It's light brown with dark brown stripes along the side.
Runs along the ground?